hello, this is Noam Dang, the great Khalid's best pal, and you're listening to the UK's number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner.
Welcome to episode 91 of the Indie Corner, guys. Well, it's been quite a while since I last did a show. It's not going to be a full show today. That'll be starting again next week. But as Progress had a show this past weekend, and our own Dave Green, you can follow him on Twitter at TheGreeno, was on hand to record a review for us. It's only fair that I actually, you know, put a show out this week playing that review. So that'll be coming shortly. It's a little bit of stuff just want to talk about first. You know, there's a lot been going on since I last did a show, but recently it has come to light that, you know, British wrestling legend Drew McDonald has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. I do hold out hope that the big man could get away from it, but, you know, either way, I'm sure you will want to join me on wishing him all the very best as he, you know, battles this horrible disease. There is going to be a show in aid of Drew coming up on the 15th of February, which is going to be promoted by Ricky Knight's WAW promotion. There's not too much information out about it as of recording this, but I'll be endeavouring to find out more information, and I'll be sure to relay that back on next week's show. But like I say, it will take place on February the 15th. So talking of benefit shows, on January the 23rd, of course, PCW had their Shooting Star show in aid of Chris Travis. I'm led to believe, you know, it was a great success. The PCW fans got to see a lot of guys for the first time, especially in a PCW ring. And overall, like I say, a great success. Kudos to Stephen and Elizabeth Flooder of PCW for doing this in aid of Chris Travis. I'm sure he appreciated it very much. And all the wrestlers and all the staff that gave their time for the show, kudos to you again. On a side note, you know, PCW are going to be releasing this show totally for free on YouTube very soon, so stay tuned to PCW's Twitter and Facebook accounts for more news on that. So okay, guys, like I say, just a little bit from me this week. We'll head over to Dave now with his review from Progress, and I'll be back with next week with hopefully more news and announcements and stuff like that, and hopefully there should be an interview which I'm due to record this weekend. So hopefully that'll come off. So until then, guys, take care.
Hi there, this is Dave Green, and I'm back on the Indie Corner podcast to give you a full rundown of this past Sunday's Progress Wrestling Chapter 17, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. As ever, it took place at the Electric Ballroom in Camden, in front of another sold-out capacity crowd of 700. So let's go straight onto it. The first matchup, it was due to be for the Progress Tag Team Championships, a one-on-one match, unusually, between the two champions, Mark Andrews and Eddie Dennis, for sole ownership of the tag shields. However, they were interrupted before the bell could ring by the reappearance of the group known as the Faceless. Only three of them this time, but it seems to be the main three. So two of them attacked Eddie and Mark in the ring, left them for dead, and took their tag shields away. Before they could leave, Andrews got on the mic and told them if they want the shields, they'll have to go through us. So they put the belts on the line in an impromptu match with the Faceless. Didn't last long. Andrews and Eddie basically got destroyed in this one, and the Faceless pairing won in about a minute and a half with a sort of a jumping double stomp jawbreaker combination move. Yeah, so no reveal of who the Faceless are either. I've got a good idea of who at least one of them is, but we'll have to wait and see. But anyway, the Faceless ended up leaving with the tag shields. Andrews got on the mic again and said that that's not how he wanted his chapter, chapter of his career to finish at Progress. And so he said, Eddie, let's have the one-on-one match that was advertised later on in the show. So that's what they did. So they went backstage to recover, and we got on with the second match of the night, which was Rampage Brown versus Mark Haskins in a big grudge match after the events of the last chapter. Haskins, really good to see him back in a Progress ring, as he hasn't been wrestling in Progress for a while now. So yeah, he was both men really in good form. Match ended with Haskins using a steel chair against Rampage's head several times, and so he lived up to his promise that he was going to batter Rampage, but he didn't go away with the win. So the feud continues. Third match along was El Ligero taking on Mighty Skrull. Mighty Skrull debuting the villain persona this time around. He's always been had the same look, but he hasn't had the persona of the villain in Progress as of yet. So it was nice to see that. Really good match between these two, as you might expect. Mighty Skrull constantly trying to go for the chicken wing throughout the whole match, and eventually did manage to get it in and made El Ligero tap out. So a win for Marty, who didn't have, I don't think he had any wins in Progress last year. Yeah, back in the win column for him, which is good. The next matchup was a returning Tommy End taking on Dave Mastiff in a rematch from their Chapter 9 match a while back. And this was a very short match, about just under 4 minutes, but it was one of the most brutal matches I've ever seen. Just huge impact moves. If it got any longer, one of them might be dead now, so it's probably good that it did end as where it did. Mastiff ending things finally after a lot of big heavy offense with a powerbomb. Tommy End got on the mic afterwards and said, although it wasn't the way he wanted to make his return, it was good to be back, and he missed us all at Progress, and said the next time he comes back, he's not coming alone. So make of that what you will, SDS fans. The final match before the interval was Noam Dar taking on Paul Robinson. Really, really good match, this one. Robinson was my MVP of the night, without a doubt. He took a Dali chop right to the face, and it's been reported since then he's broken his nose in 5 places, which is horrific. It was a very nasty-looking injury, blood everywhere. But he kept carrying on for a good couple of minutes after that. The story of the match really seemed to be Noam Dar calling out Jimmy Havoc. Was putting on a lot of beating on Robinson and calling out for Jimmy. Eventually, Havoc's music actually hit, and we all thought that he was coming out, as did Noam, who fell to a roll-up. However, didn't get pinned, and eventually came back to tap out Paul Robinson with the champagne super knee bar. So it looks like Noam's still on the hunt for Jimmy Havoc's title. After the interval, it was the match that was supposed to start the night off, Mark Andrews versus Eddie Dennis. Really good sportsmanship matchup. There was no storyline here. It was just two men who obviously are best friends having a really good matchup. And obviously Andrews' last Progress match for the foreseeable future. Both men kicking out of each other's finishers, which is quite interesting to see. But eventually, Andrews fell to Eddie Dennis's next stop driver from the second rope. Really high impact match. And Eddie ended off with a really nice speech about his best mate and giving him a great send off. The penultimate match of the night was the final of the Natural Progression Series. The winner winning a trophy, a title shot of their choosing, and the opportunity to reinstate another member of the Natural Progression Series back into the next Progression Series match. The matchup was between Flash Morgan Webster and Zach Gibson, and a really tremendous match. Gibson just putting on his usual show. He's just a fantastic heel. Really good work from him. And Flash Morgan Webster being the plucky underdog, really good story told with these two. Morgan Webster has both the best and scariest dive of the night, where he jumped off the ring post as all like a delayed flip onto Gibson, but I couldn't see where he landed, but I heard his landing with a huge thud. After he got up, you could see the welts on his back. It was obviously a nasty fall for him, but he managed to continue somehow. I don't know how, but he did. Again, there's another one where they got out of each other's finishing moves. Morgan didn't tap out to the inverted key lock submission move and managed to get to the ropes. He did actually hit the 450 splash, but didn't get 3. But Gibson eventually went for a tiger driver, but he couldn't. He succumbed to a counter into a Hurricanrana roll up, and the three count was told, and Flash Morgan Webster won the natural progression series. So afterwards, Jim Smallman asked who he was going to reinstate into the next year's tournament, and Morgan Webster chose Pastor William Eaver. And they also asked him when he's thinking about cashing his title shot, reminding him that Mark Andrews had cashed in straight away after his win last year. And Morgan Webster said, and I quote, "Well, it's funny you should say that," and then Havoc's music hit. So Jimmy Havoc and Omega came out, put a beating on Webster, told him that he wasn't going to be cashing in, not now, not ever, which led to Will Ospreay coming out. So the final match of the night was straight in. Main event, Will Ospreay against Jimmy Havoc for the Progress Wrestling Championship. The matchup started with Omega taking down Ospreay and beating him out on the outside of the ring before Smallman threatened Jimmy with the title being removed if he didn't call Omega off. Then proceeded to have a fantastic main event. Story of this one was Ospreay's hesitation to go for the 630 senton from the top rope, very much playing on his mind and costing him every opportunity. About three or four times he went up to the top and looked like he was going to try and go for it, but kept hesitating. Havoc eventually, in a brilliant move, actually took the top rope off. He undid one of the corner turnbuckles, and obviously that stopped Ospreay going for any top rope moves. However, he did at one point attempt a spinning shooting star press from the second rope, which looked incredible, but he missed. Jimmy Havoc hit the Rainmaker. Ospreay kicked out at one, but Havoc hit another one, and that put him down for the three count, and Jimmy Havoc shockingly retained the Progress Championship over Will Ospreay. So an interesting night. Obviously it started Faceless winning the tag belts, on a bit of a damp note, and ended on a bit of a damp note with Havoc retaining, just from a storyline perspective. But the effort again was there all night. There wasn't a bad match in the whole evening. I don't really count the Faceless match because it was just there for a storyline. It was another pretty good show for Progress. Can't really go wrong at the moment. I wouldn't say it's their best show, but certainly by no means their worst, and is still as consistent as ever. So obviously, if you're a Progress fan, you're going to be picking it up no matter what happens on the download or DVD. But I would heartily recommend a lot of these matches to see if you want to check out the Progress product. Their next show is at the end of March, which is their third anniversary show, which is called Chapter 18, the show we can't call Progressalmania for legal reasons. Which will be an interesting evening. So I'll be there for that one. So if you see me about, then come and say hello. I'll be at FPW in a few weeks and Southside a few weeks after that as well. So if you're going to those, do let me know. You can follow me on Twitter, at Dagrino. So thanks very much, everybody, and I'll see you again. Bye-bye. Justice attached to